It's the Nuclear Playground Podcast.
Skibidoobidoobidoobadoobo. I was going to go, I'm a scat man. Sweet a-poop-a-doop-up. Ba-poop-a-doop-up. Sweet a-poop-a-doop-up.
Oh man. So how's it going?
I am great. How are you?
I'm all right.
Good.
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm fine.
I'm
okay. I'm great.
Exceptionally great mood, and I have no idea why.
Maybe the alcohol has something to do with it.
Nah. Nah, I woke up like this, B.
I woke up. All right, Beyonce. Oh, man. Well, welcome to the Nuclear Playground Podcast. I'm Jeremy.
I am Sprout, a.k.a. Spruce Willis.
Spruce Willis.
A.k.a. Trills Cosby. Pew, 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 pew.
So, anything new with you this last couple of days?
Chilling? Yeah. Had to work a bunch. Yep. Then I slept a bunch. And here I am.
Yep.
I haven't really been too productive outside of, you know, this podcast and doing some gaming for the old YouTubes.
Yep.
So I'm going to go home and be lazy and edit some videos later. It's probably on my agenda. And then
is it lazy? Because I feel like sometimes editing takes so much energy.
It really depends on what you're doing. Like, if you're doing, like, all those fucking, like, motion tweens and, like, fucking... like searching for assets, and yeah, that requires like a lot of energy and time. Yeah. And thought, 'cause you're usually using it for like very specific things that you're seeing or hearing.
Yep.
Where like,
sorry.
In most cases, I don't have to worry about that just because I feel like we're like one take wonders.
Yep.
For like a better phrases, like I'm not saying we're like the shit or anything like that. One but take like, wonders. I feel good about the things that we do. You know okay. what I mean? Like it was fun.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, there isn't really much to remove from the content except for like where we actually begin and end.
Right.
That's it, really.
Right, because sometimes it's just like in the middle of a run.
Yeah.
Hey, I got some news for you. I did not see a reason for your pen to have a clip on it, so I broke it off.
Pen cap, no! It's like the arm of the pen.
Dude.
How's he going to defend himself out in the wild?
All I'm saying is you can't ever give me a pen with a cap on it and expect that fucking clip to be
I can't give you a lighter with a sticker on it either.
No, I peel that bitch right off. Like, I used to go to your house and remember and straighten your phone cords up.
Yep.
Because I couldn't.
When I had that landline that went all over my basement.
Yep, I couldn't stand looking at it. It was all twisted up. I mean, it's already got a curl, but it's like going the opposite direction. There's like knots in it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, you're talking about like the thing. For
yes.
Like the,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was ridiculous. Because it was like 10 feet long.
Yeah. Sorry about your pen now, by the way. I know you're going to hang it
it's
on
okay.
your shirt
I'll
or your pocket.
Funeral.
You don't have a pocket protector right now, but I know you would if you could. I would.
Back when my school pictures had me wearing my fucking Falcon Megazord piece as a tie, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
That's a real thing. I'm going to post it on Twitter one day and be proud of it.
Yeah. So, Mr. Lyricist, you got a something for me?
Yeah, I got a new segment.
Yeah, what's this?
Reaching for my phone in these tight-ass pants. Hang on.
I know. I was going to say you're looking like Leif Garrett. I don't know if anybody knows who that is, but... They wear tight pants now. Give me somebody who wears tight pants.
Terry Bogard.
Okay, we'll go with that, even though he's, like, old as shit, too.
Oh, Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah, okay.
Literally anybody 15 years younger than me.
Right. Okay.
I'm trying to think of who. Oh, Lil Wayne be wearing them tight-ass jeans.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is weird. It's weird to see like a heavier set dude wear tight jeans, much like myself. You would never see me doing that because I would look like I'm heavier.
I'm trying to figure out why I wear the tight ass like skinny jeans. Like I'm not knocking skinny jeans because Terry Bogard could rock the fuck out some skinny jeans. But what I'm wondering,
Terry Bogard's legs are built like fucking horse. Okay.
Yeah, he got skinny jean legs. But like, what I'm trying to figure out is like, you're wearing the skinniest of jeans possible.
Yep.
But then you sag them, like,
yep.
And I'm not trying to be on no, like, pull up your pants type shit, but, like, then you sag them, like, way the fuck down below your ass.
It just seems.
So it's like there's no need for, like, the skinny part of the jeans, is there?
No. I feel like it's restrictive, and it takes not just blood flow, but, like, movement-wise.
Like, niggas has always been sagging super low, you know what I'm saying? Like, depending on, like, how you want to look, you're going to sag to a certain degree of sag, right?
Right.
But it was usually mostly with, like, the baggy pants.
Yep.
So why are you doing it with skinny jeans? Like, there's no point. They're snug as fuck.
Do you think there's more drive-bys because of skinny jeans? Because motherfuckers can't walk up and shoot and run away.
Yes. Yes. Because I'm not even making this up. I had to chase a bus a few years back. And the dude that was in front of me started behind me. But he was wearing skinny jeans. And he's the only one in skinny jeans that I could see running this fast. But somehow he was, like, doing the old waddle run because his shit was sagging really low. But somehow he passed me and caught the bus before me. Everybody else I've seen run like that is just, like, it's that slow, like, I'm crossing the street kind of run.
Yep.
But that it's not like they're run. Crossing the street. They're running from danger. You know what I mean?
That's so funny.
But yeah, I do have a new segment. It's called MC Shakespeare.
I'm Shakespeare.
The goal of this is for you to okay, so what I've done is I've taken rap lyrics that you and I are familiar with.
Okay.
I've converted them into Shakespearean text.
Oh god.
And it's up to you to figure out.
Oh man, it's been so long since I've been in high school. Okay.
The fee this the horror in Abercrombie. At which hour thy works did finish. Thy mother wanteth playeth in the car, cause tid get cursing in it. Thy knave liketh, I'm the one who is hath shown thee. That gent wanteth his percentage, cause thee were liketh. Tis not the negro thee the negro hath said spitten, is it?
It's just Chance the Rapper?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one of Gambino's verses.
Yep. Yeah, it said Chance and Gambino, fucking the worst guys, right?
Favorite song.
Okay, it was one of the two.
You bless the shit in Abercrombie when your work is finished. Yep. Your mom will play it in the car because it got cursing in it.
Yep. Oh, that's some good one. I like that. I couldn't remember what song, but I was right there.
Okay, here's the next one.
That's good. I like that shit.
Waketh up every morning, yo. I wilt up said or seed. Nationwide dark horse maketh the world stampede. Yo very much alloweth me rolleth some weed. Nimble footed did charge negro anon I wilt proceed.
Oh god. Again. One more again.
This is so hard for me to do with a straight face. Waketh up every morning, yo I wilt up seed. Nationwide dark horse maketh the world stampede. Yo very much alloweth me rolleth some weed. Nimble-footed did charge negro anon, I wilt proceed.
God, I give up. Tell me.
It's Busta Rhymes, woo-ha.
Okay.
Wake up every morning, yo, I must upseed. Nationwide tacos make the world stampede. Yo, really, let me roll some weed. Man, charge negro, now I must proceed.
Oh, man. I don't know why I don't know those lyrics so well.
All right, okay, this is what I think you might get. This is the one I have to try real hard not to laugh when I read it. Okay.
Woosa. Woosa.
Tis liketh yond and tis liketh this. I tooketh her to the domicile and we did kisseth. Anon mine own dick's hard, you knoweth what I'm bethinking. Tooketh the garments off, and the pussy wasn't stinking.
It's like this and like that. Dr. Dre.
No.
No, Snoop Dogg.
No.
What is it?
You want me to repeat it?
Yes.
Tis liketh yond, and tis liketh this. I tooketh her to the domicile, and we did kisseth. Anon mine own dicks on hard, you knoweth what I'm bethinking. Tooketh the garments off, and the pussy wasn't stinking.
Oh, that's fucking Eazy-E.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me that nut.
Yeah. It's like that, and it's like this, and this is why I crack up every time I read it, because it goes, "Tis like if yawned, and tis like if this."
And the pussy was stinking.
And that's the end of MC Shakespeare.
We got to do that again. I actually enjoyed that.
Dude, that was really fun.
I had fun.
I had fun coming up with all this shit, too.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Wow. I approve. Well, I got some something. Do your best robot voice. Video game news. Video game news.
Video game news. Video game news. Video game news. Video game news. Video game news. Video game news.
That is so funny. I love your robot, dude. Video game news. I gotta put batteries in it. Do I gotta put change in this thing?
Video game news.
By the way, I put a quarter in his crack, and now he's. yeah, I got some video game news.
All right, let's hear it out.
You know that whole thing with Activision, like everybody was suing Activision and shit over like their sexism and their
Cosbygate.
Yeah, and like everything else, where you're not lack of pay and like just working people to the bone. Well, they actually settled in court for $18 million with the Federal Employment Agency, and they put out a little note here. It says, under the agreement, this is Activision, by the way, saying this, under the agreement, Activision Blizzard has committed to create an $18 million fund to compensate and make amends to eligible claimants. Any amount that is not used for claimants will be divvied up between charities that advance women in video game industry or promote awareness around harassment and gender equality issues, as well as company diversity, equality, inclusion initiatives, and approval by the EEOC. The agreement is subject to court approval.
I have a quick question.
What's that?
And it's not because I worked at Activision that I'm asking this, like, in defense of Activision. Yes, it is. But no. It's definitely because I worked at Activision in general, though.
Yeah.
At what level do you think this type of harassment is happening? Do you know what I mean? Like, at what position level in the company? You know what I mean? Because, like, I worked in QA.
Yep.
I had a great time there. I didn't happen to be a part of or witness anything of that nature. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering, like, how much power does one have in the gaming industry where they feel like they can get away with shit?
I don't know, but apparently you can't get away with it anymore.
Because I figured that we were all just socially awkward people working together to make a great game.
Right. Well, I you don't need to be into making video games to be like a CEO or fucking, you know what I mean? That's the business end of the whole deal.
Yeah.
And
but like, okay, for example, like, I don't know how deep dude was, like, Jesse McCree.
Yeah.
The dude that they're changing McCree's name from now.
Yeah.
I think he was like, was he a developer? I forget his exact position, but I'm wondering, like, how far up the ladder is he where, like, for some reason, hubris is like, my dick is much bigger than yours, and he can just walk out the door and just act like he can just do whatever the fuck he want with women.
I don't know.
That's always, like, it's always a perplexing question for me because, like, I don't give a fuck how successful I get. I don't think that would ever affect who I am as a person.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, no. Am I making a considerable amount of money now? No, not really. There was a point in time where there was the potential for me to, like, be successful in anything I wanted to do.
Right.
And because I was young and dumb, I fucked that shit off. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I don't think that at any point in my life, and mind you, I've had some phases where I've peacocked and shit. Like, I don't think I've ever, like, just gone out my way to have terrible thoughts like that. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I have no idea. But, you know, money usually makes a person more themselves. And so
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yep.
Because some people will give their money back and some people will just use it for ulterior motives.
Right. All right, next one. Super Nintendo World, Universal Japan. It's a real thing. There's a Super Nintendo World in Universal in Japan. And they're making a DK World, which makes this fucking place like 70% bigger. They're going to have like coasters and like the whole nine, right? So you're going to see like Donkey Kong Country out there.
Please tell me someone's going to be up there like in a gorilla suit throwing barrels at me.
I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And if there isn't, I will personally go there and do so. Also, they're Universal here. Don't know which one, but they're bringing Super Nintendo World to America.
Nice.
Yes. I don't know when, but that's their plan. After they finish DK World, they're coming to, you know, start Super Nintendo World in the States, which is going to be fantastic because I've never been to Universal ever. And
me neither. I've never been to Disney World.
Yeah.
Although I was tricked into the most unbelievable lie.
Yeah, I remember. It's a good dad.
God, he's slick.
I know, right? There's possibly, I don't know if this was for sure, but PlayStation for the games that are coming out for free that are next month are supposedly Mortal Kombat X and PGA Tour 2K21.
Ooh.
Right? So we'll see here in the next few days what's going on. And Hell Let Loose on the PS4 or the PS5.
What do you mean?
Hell Let Loose is a first-person shooter World War II game.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something bad happened with the PS5.
No,
okay,
that's just the name of the game. And finally, Terraria is getting the final update, 1.4, here in the next couple of days.
Yeah,
on
I'm
the
excited
30th,
about that.
On the 30th, which if this doesn't get posted before then, we'll see you there. Because I plan on playing that on the 30th, which is Thursday, I think, isn't it?
What's today?
The 28th.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday. I'm definitely going to be playing Terraria on Thursday. I don't know if I'll stream it, but I'm definitely going to play.
Probably should.
It's 1.4, man.
Yeah, stream the fuck out of it.
I'm excited. And, yeah, that's all the news I have for now for Vidya Games. Vidya Game News. Goddamn, what are you rolling up there, man? Your little...
Oh, I'm just packing up a little... pipe,
his little
of sorts,
his wizard smoke.
My wizard smoke. I'll never forget. We ordered that shit out of High Times. They were like, legal weed, and it was just like
it smelled like hay.
Yeah, it tasted like hay,
and it did nothing.
And somehow we were able to sell a bunch of it.
We don't speak about those times. The cops had us dying though. They were like, I was like, oh, it's supposed to relax you. Like, oh, I bet it does. And then they pull out the magic cards.
It's the thing. It's not like we were out on them streets, like just like selling fake weed.
No, but we were
had like that
fire
one friend
shit.
Who would just be like, "Yo, man, that weed that you smoked with me the other day, that's just fire. Could I buy a dub?" And we're like, "Sure." And he would just come back all the time.
Yeah, that was weird. I would have never came back. I would have came back with a gun. No, I'm just kidding. Fuck with my weed. Yeah, I can't believe that, though, man. The cops were on us. I mean, we were setting fire to shit.
They're like, if this is weed, we're coming back.
Yeah.
It's not weed, officer. I promise you.
If you don't put a curse on my partner here. He's a good guy.
Oh, when they found our magic cards?
Yeah.
Like, are you guys in a cult or something?
You going to do voodoo on us or some magic? I'm like, no, it's a card game. He's like, because I don't want to curse on my partner. He's a good guy. I'm like, fucking cops. And John almost got shot.
They all think they're good guys.
Because he wouldn't put a rag down. Oh, I'm good on your jar weed.
No, this isn't. It's just the jar I'm using.
Oh, you promise?
I promise. It's the same shit from the joint I rolled earlier.
He's doing chemicals on me here.
It's not chemicals.
Chemicals. You put chemicals in it last time, and I woke up full of piss.
I'm not supposed to talk about that. Deborah, make sure you edit this part out.
So, what else do you want to do today?
I don't know, man. It's been a while since we actually hung out. It's been a couple days.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Well, I wanted to play fucking some Nintendo games. I actually got a question for you. Can you give me your top 10 Nintendo games?
Huh. Which Nintendo?
Just regular NES. Not Super Nintendo, not 64, not the Wii, not the Switch, not the GameCube.
Does that have to be in any specific order?
No.
Okay, good.
But you could tell me what your top one is.
I don't think I have a top one.
Okay.
I just really like the Nintendo.
Okay.
10, huh?
Yeah, 10. Can you name 10 games, you Genesis freak? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I've owned a Nintendo well before I was a Genesis.
I know, but you're like a Sonic banger, you know?
Yeah, you put them right in my veins.
Yep. You get blue.
With chili dogs.
Chili.
Blaster Master.
Okay.
Legend of Zelda.
Okay.
Mario 2 from okay. Mario 3.
Okay.
Mega Man 2.
Okay.
Mega Man 3.
Okay.
Pro Wrestling.
Okay.
Blades of Steel.
Okay. I like
Paperboy.
Okay.
And
I can see some of these.
And ooh, this is a tough one. Track and Field 2.
Okay. I'm a pretty basic guy. Mine's would be Mike Tyson's Punch Out. DuckTales.
Mm-hmm. Oh, DuckTales, I forgot about DuckTales.
Batman the video game, the movie.
I love that game.
Ninja Gaiden. Mega Man 3, Contra.
Can I change my 10?
Hold on, Contra. Mario 3, Legend of Zelda, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. I really like that one. I know you don't like it.
I don't dislike it. It's just not the same.
I like Manhattan Project. Because I like the special moves that they can do. Like, he does the barrel roll, and Leonardo spins around, and Donatello flips forward with the stick. You know, their own little thing. And then it's a toss-up between Blaster Master and Castlevania for me.
I'm going to take a few off and add them as honorable mentions. Track and Field 2, Mega Man 3, and tough call to make here. Pro wrestling. Those are honorable mentions.
Oh, if we're doing honorable mentions.
I want to replace those three with because I forgot all about Ninja Gaiden. Ninja Gaiden. Turtles 2.
Yep, that's one of my fucking other ones. Like,
and what was the other one? It's like right on the tip of my tongue. Final Fantasy.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm with you on that. I think those would be, my favorite games right there for the Nintendo. I actually really love Nintendo games more than I would love, like, I don't know, the Super Nintendo. Or not the Super Nintendo, but like Sega Master System. But I love the Genesis more than I like the Nintendo. But I love the Super Nintendo more than I love the Genesis. So, when it comes to 16-bit systems, I've always been Super Nintendo, and you've almost always been Sega.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, although I give the Super Nintendo mad respect.
Right. Well, I do, too, for, like, the Sega. Like, there's, like, all of the fucking X-Men games.
Nowadays, I'm a bit different because, like, I feel like it's either or now with the Genesis or the Nintendo.
Right.
But, you know, nostalgia is mostly the reason why. Right. Because, like, I mean, I only owned a Genesis. My sister had a Super Nintendo.
Yep.
And I thought the Genesis had a way better library of games, in my opinion.
Yeah, I would, like I said, the X-Men games alone made me jealous because any X-Men game that came out really for the Super Nintendo was kind of trash. But there was like
Streets of Rage.
There was a couple of them, like one or two of them. I can't remember which X-Men game it was on the Super Nintendo that was okay, but it was no.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, where you can big Gambit and like all that shit was kind of dope. And the Incredible Hulk game. On both the Genesis and the Super Nintendo. You know what I'm talking about?
Super Nintendo did good for like all the Disney movie games.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Certain. Like Aladdin and fucking Lion King and shit.
And I mean, like, they did, like, they had like a lot of good platformers and shit, like Mario Kirby, all that stuff.
Yep.
But Sega was more like focused on the action.
Yeah.
That's why I appreciated that shit.
Yep. I liked a lot of the racing games on Sega, and I liked a lot of the, like, Sonic, obviously, and
EA had way more Sega ports.
Shining Force. I loved Shining Force. Was dope. Yep. So yeah, I liked the Sega, but I love this Nintendo because, like, that's what I grew up with.
Right.
And I just can go on for, like, the ton of games that they put out that I thought were superior on the Super Nintendo, like Mortal Kombat 2. For me, it was way better on the Super Nintendo. And I'm one of the only people here, like, and probably in America, that will still wave the flag for the sweaty Super Nintendo version of Mortal Kombat 1. Mm. Because the fatalities did it for me.
I knew you were going to go there.
The fatalities did it for me. Like, Raiden electrocuted you till you turned into a pile of fucking dust and your head dropped on it. And Sub-Zero froze you,
right,
and shattered you.
True fatality.
I know, but just look at it like, what does this seem like to go with the theme better? You know? The freezing him and shattering?
Raiden,
that sounds
Raiden
dope.
Raiden shot you into, like, you blew up or,
yeah,
like, fucking...
Yeah, that's like... But and then, there was already a head popping off your shoulders move with Johnny Cage. I just felt like... Why reuse
and I mean,
the
yeah,
sprite?
Sub-Zero,
you know,
ripping your head off is not really, like, of, like, the whole cold theme.
Yeah.
But how cold is it that motherfucker can just palm your fucking dome like a basketball?
I'm not gonna lie, that shit is
and
dope.
And rip that shit out like a fucking, like shrimp intestines.
Right. No, I'm not saying that's not dope. But honestly, I always been more of a fan of the Super Nintendo Mortal Kombat fatalities. It's terrible. There's no blood. It's like... Except for, like, Johnny Cage. What is that? Where his foot disappears in your chest. It's supposed to, like, go in your chest. It's the worst fatality.
I'm docking Gryffindor 100 points.
And the fatality for Kano where he grabs, like, your something out of your pocket. Like, it looks like he grabs a satchel or something. It's not a heart. And there's no blood. And the punch and the sweat off the face, like, it's terrible. But anyways, I'm just saying that's probably... One of the games I get the most hate for when I say I like more on the Super Nintendo.
I'm really reconsidering our friendship right now.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Those codes are the fatalities on the Sega suck if you don't know the fucking blood code.
Yeah.
Yep. It's just like an uppercut.
They go, do.
But I mean, who doesn't know Abacaba, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good band, by the way.
Yep.
I just made that up.
We are.
We are Abacaba.
Yep. That's our new band name.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I like it. Abacaba Plus. No. Or Cross. Or whatever. Oh, shit. Well, you want to pay some bills or what, man?
Yeah, let's shake that old piggy bank.
Shake it. The maracas. Maracas of change. Ooh, I like that. That's another band. We're going to girl band it. It's going to be Maracas of Change.
Okay.
All right.
We got to do some scouting.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Be right back, y'all. I miss having control over my neighborhood.
I miss breathing air without a mask.
Sometimes I wish my vote... actually voted for something positive for my people.
I want to keep my job after harassing minorities.
Affordable housing in this neighborhood? No way.
Spicks get my job? Not my America.
I just like to walk my dog in a park without a leash, without harassment by the minorities.
The earth is flat.
I think the cops are just great.
Hi, I'm Phil E. Buster, and this is my partner, Ken Gress.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Are you tired of politics not working for you?
Are you tired of having your rights infringed upon?
Are there too many opinionated minorities in Congress? Well, then, with our system, we can fix all your problems with the... system named after myself, the Phil E. Buster system, you can talk your way into any kind of lobbying bullshit. For example, climate change? What's that? Let's keep digging up more oil. And to prove my point, members of the House and Congress, I'm going to tell you a story of my three-legged dog, Joseph. See? I wasted everyone's time. And what did we get out of it? More oil. Suck it, planet Earth. Tell him more, Ken.
Say, like, with Phila E. Buster.
Hold up.
With the Phila E. Buster's system, we could keep your problems and the world's problems kept up in litigation.
Litigious. Litigation.
Gratuitous.
Litigation.
Tons of red tape. All of the red tape.
Why do you need to worry about the country's problems when you can have the right wing do it for you? With our new system, you can stay mindlessly wandering without your mask in a Target food court while we debate over the things that other people want us to take care of.
Like the fact there is no racism in America.
How is there a racism when you can't identify the racism?
Exactly. We had a black president.
Yeah. Yeah, good point, Ken. Also, we have a black vice president now, so therefore, racism is over! If you want to learn how to utilize this system for your own good, call us now at 1-855. Give us all your money. It's a terrible bit. I was going to get up and shut the door, and then I sat back down.
Yes.
No, it's wild, man. It's a wild time in politics lately. So yes. Like, before we get into the whole thing that we were going to talk about earlier, did you hear the news about the recount in Arizona?
No.
I told you we did not have a president yet. It's been 8 months and still no president.
That's why I forgot to put that in the bit. It's been 8 months and still no president. No, so yeah, like, they're like, yeah, sorry, my bad. There's no election fraud. And in the process of checking for election fraud, they found out that Biden actually had, like, way more votes in that area than was projected, and Trump had way less votes.
Mm.
And also in the process of doing all this investigation, they ruined all their ballot machines, and so they have to spend, like, I think it was, like, $2 million to replace them.
No way.
Yeah.
Uh-uh-uh.
This all started with the MyPillow guy.
Mm, MyPillow guy, who's from here.
Yeah. And, you know, there's still, like, quite a few politicians on the right who are, like, if you ask them, like, did Joe Biden win the election? They're like, well, I mean, he's the president. We're like, the other half of them are like, not my president. Like, the people who just voted and shit. Yeah. Like, oh, it's been 8 months and we don't know who the president is yet. Like, you know who the president is. He's sitting in the office right now.
Right.
Chilling.
That's so funny.
Riding bikes and shit.
The whole political, like, landscape is insane. It's like it's honestly like a sitcom. I can't believe this shit's real. And it's like, there's a lot of things that are blatant and shit, like all of these voter restrictions and things like that.
On it, Mitch McConnell, aka man who looks like aging War Turtle,
yep.
Said that he would filibuster any kind of bill that would, like, create any kind of, like, and this is a very generalized statement in the media, so I don't know how accurate it is, but, like, he's basically, like, if there's anything to, like, move towards any kind of, like, voter equality, or to, like, you know, like, turn down, like, the states that have passed, like, the whole voter ID laws and all that shit, you'd just filibuster that shit into oblivion.
Right. Why not? If he's trying to keep the vote right-winged and white, then, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's what he's got to do. Otherwise, it's going downhill really fast. Which is kind of cool, is that there's some laws that I saw, like we were talking about, that are to help change some of those voter restrictions for people who are convicted, you know, of crimes.
Right.
So they can actually vote again and getting their rights reinstated. And also the ability to vote from jail. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, me neither.
But it is now, which is great.
It should have always been a thing. Because, and I'm not going to paraphrase this, I got it in my pocket here. The 15th Amendment says that the rights of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. And, I mean, if you serve time in prison, you serve some kind of servitude. Because yeah. That's what the 13th Amendment is for. It's like...
That's where you're making those mouse pads.
Yeah.
And
doing like license plates and doing like all that legal slavery bullshit.
Yep. That low shit, that 17 cents an hour mm-hmm. shit. Mm. That is a shame. That is a shame. Then you can't even buy yourself a clear TV without busting your ass for like no 6 months to like a year. You know which TV I'm talking about.
Yep.
The inmate TV.
The TVs where you can't hide shit inside of them.
Yep. Just like the inmate clocks and the inmate everything.
You used to have one of them TVs.
Yeah, I did. I actually had three of them.
Three?
Yes, wow. I had three of them. And I bought none of them.
Took them straight out of prison with me.
I knew how to do favors. Smuggled
them in my backpack.
Yep. I made so many shanks with my toothbrushes and gave them away for commissaries and saved up my commissaries and traded for TV. And here we are.
Who's at the door?
Oh, please tell me it's not Debbie, Brenda, Mitchell.
Mitch McConnell, what are you doing here? Oh. Well, I wanted to come and talk to you about my four-legged dog who lost his leg and now is three-legged because I hear you guys are speaking on some real issues, and I'd like to talk on those issues. But before I do so, let me tell you about my three-legged dog. His name was Timothy, and he was struck by lightning. Lost his leg from the lightning, but from that lightning he gained the ability to be man's ultimate best friend. And as a result of that happening with Timothy, that's why I feel like these states should keep voter IDs in place and keep the felons from voting. Remember the dog.
Here, here.
Okay, bye, Mitch.
Bye. Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Fuck, who gave him our address?
I think you did when you were drinking.
Nah, man. I mean, he's like, unless he's like on that foot tapping shit.
Oh, man. Ah, good old Mitch Shaky McConnell.
Why did he sound like Richard Nixon?
I don't know. He kind of sounded like Bernie Sanders for a second there.
Oh, I'm once again asking you for your support.
Oh, the ultimate Bernie meme with the fucking him chilling alone.
There is a guillotine raid on Olson Memorial Highway, and I need six players.
Do you remember when they did that shit with Sanders sitting down alone in his little metal chair with his mittens? And look, that looks like me when I'm at like fucking at the Halloween fair. You know what I mean? To go sit there and watch. That's me waiting to give candy out to kids. That's me sitting at the late fall powwows.
No, I just, here's my thing, man. Like, if voting's supposed to be for everyone, why the fuck it ain't for everyone?
Well, because there's a lot of stupid people in this world, and sometimes people think stupid people shouldn't be able to vote. And I kind of agree, but at the same time, what are we doing here?
And how come all the people who are way the fuck older than us get to decide whose votes actually count, even though the votes actually went in?
Well, because 60 to 80% of the world, or the United States' wealth, is in people over 60 years or older.
That's yucky.
Yeah, right? I wish I was in that age bracket, but not at the same time. AJ Johnson, Ezell died last week. Or
really?
This week. Yeah, I forgot. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Oh, that's a sad.
I know. So was the fucking what we're talking about. But yes. So, what do you think?
I thought I had more to complain about this voting shit.
Honestly,
I really did. But like, honestly, it's just. every time I think about it, I just see a bunch of old white men in an office arguing over some dumb shit. Oh, there was, I forget who it was, but it was a Congress dude. Forget his name, but he's a black congressman, and he got up and he was talking about how people need to turn up and vote, and people were trying to call him to order and shit. And at the beginning of like a whole meeting, they were like, "Oh, well, you can't, you know, just please don't use the word racism because this isn't what it's about," when they're talking about their voting laws and shit.
Right.
But then dude gets up, doesn't even use the racism word, but is like, you know, saying how, you know, it is real corrupt and things are like being altered to, you know, only suit the needs of the people who are already in control. And mid-speech, they're basically just like, yo, dude, my dude, hey, my dude, shut the fuck up. Hey, bro, hey, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm like, that's dirty as fuck. It's dirty as fuck. And then there's some other shit in the news. I forget what it is. But that's basically what it comes down to, is that, like, we're outnumbered when it comes to how many politicians of color are in office. And until that changes, it's just every time, like, when the voters of color have something to say and then their constituents of color are out there representing, it's just going to be, like, 30 to 40 white dudes in the office, like, hey, my guy, shut the fuck up. And it's uncalled for. You were supposed to be, especially on that level of office, you're supposed to be on equal playing field.
Right.
But you're being told to shut up, like, at every turn, when you're called. If I call you out on some bullshit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, man, I feel like you're fucking up. More often than not, you're going to be like, I'm going to learn from this fuck up. And no one in Congress is doing that. You're just like, I feel like you're fucking up. Well, we're going to keep fucking up. Shut the fuck up.
Sounds like some of the stories in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep fucking up.
God and a myriad of prophets is like, stop fucking up. And people is just like, I'm going to keep fucking up.
So you know who surprised me with their political views of recent?
Who's that?
Jackie Chan.
Really?
Yeah, you know, he's like pro-communist. Like, he wants Hong Kong to like go like communist. And he was like, he backs like the protest crackdowns that they had down there where people were getting wrecked.
Really?
Yeah. He like, he's for that shit.
Jackie?
Jackie Chan. Our beloved Jackie has gotten old and
he's gone rogue.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, I think it's weird, but he is 67 years old. You know what I mean? He is fucking old.
He's about that age.
But his views change, and maybe he's just doing that because he wants to have Chinese films.
Right.
Because China's cracking down on, like, all of that shit. And so they want to kind of, maybe he's just like, hey, maybe if I keep a good word here, I can be in business still, you know. Whereas he stays in Hong Kong, China locks him down, and, you know, he goes missing or whatever. You know, a lot of them fucking Chinese movie stars ended up missing. And
really?
Shit. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, well, they just go blackout basically on social media. Nobody knows what happened to them or where they are. But apparently they're supposedly safe somewhere in a bunker eating caviar.
You ever have caviar?
Yeah, actually. It's salty. Good. It's very salty and crunchy. Like the little... Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't mind it, but honestly, I'd rather eat fish and chips.
I do like me some fish and chips.
Fish and chips. That sounds really good. So.
I have erectile dysfunction. And sometimes, when I can't get it up, I like to use electricity. Hi, I'm Dave... Gustav Dan, and I'm here to introduce to you this light socket. With this light socket, you can electrocharge your penis and get it hard for hours. The Nuclear Playground Podcast is sponsored by Light Socket. Let me demonstrate. No, I'm sorry. I just
do it.
I was inspired to do an infomercial, and I couldn't think of anything on the fly.
With this vacuum cleaner, it works as not only a vacuum cleaner, but a penis pump.
Have you wanted a thick, spongy dick?
Have you wanted a python? A big, floppy donkey dick?
Did you want your dick to look like where evolution failed in Australia?
Do you want your dick to look like SpongeBob out of the water?
Have you ever wanted your dick to look like a oversized tapeworm?
Have you ever wanted your dick to look like a giant Japanese salamander? With legs. Don't forget the legs. My dick looks like a lungfish. It's dry as one.
Have you ever wanted your dick to look like the Hulk's big toe?
That's a diseased dick, by the way.
Wait. Oh, come on, music load. Oh, advertisement. No.
Ah, Phil.
Well, I know you got some questions for us.
Oh, actually, I do. Matter of fact, this is the many questions. What was it again? Do it again.
Several questions.
Several questions.
Time to ask Sprout several questions.
Wanna
time
know to your
figure
opinion.
Out if he knows some shit about some things. It's several questions.
It's more about like whether or not you have a good opinion.
That too.
Or your opinions. Excuse me. Not good. It's just your opinion. All right. So, first, generating the first question.
Did your opening song for your segment suck because you didn't realize what you were talking about?
Yes.
Worry no further. My name is Lionel Itchy.
Lionel Itchy?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, man. So this goes, we're going directly into movies. I know you've seen both of these, and I'm wondering, which one is the better kung fu comedy? Kung Fu Hustle or Kung Pao?
We'll go Kung Fu Hustle because it's true Kung Fu. Although Kung Pao was really good. It was very good. It's probably going to get canceled sometime in the next 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
But for now, I'm going to say I love
da,
it.
Da, 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 da.
Taco Bell. Taco Bell. Product placement from Taco Bell. Bell. And Chorito. Get your burrito. Oh, another good bit is Neo. Na 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 sporin.
All right. Next, who's your favorite muscular, muscly man? Arnold Schwarzenegger or Stallone?
Schwarzenegger.
Schwarzenegger.
Because that man ate a ton of fucking beef in his earlier days.
I never said who I thought.
To the point where he was like, I'm eating too much beef. I should eat mostly vegetarian.
Yeah. To me, Kung Fu, I'm with you on the Kung Fu Hustle. That is my jam. I love the over top. I love the fucking palm when he flattens dude out on the ground. That shit was dope. But I'm actually a Sylvester guy. He did porn. He did it all. He wrote his own movies. He started his own shit. He had Arnold working for him. Yeah.
He did porn with Arnold.
He had fucking
Ivan Drago. Sylvester.
He did Ivan Drago, had him punch him full on, you know, like a real punch. He had him punch him for
really?
Real for the camera. Yeah, and he put him in the hospital.
That's facts I never knew.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep. I can't remember the guy's name now. I can't remember his name.
You talk about Dolph Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren. You know he's a fucking
He's like a fucking PhD of some kind.
Yeah.
He's got several degrees, actually.
Smart man.
He's like the James Franco of people that can beat you up.
He's a giant. All right. War. Okay, this is a three.
Engineering, I believe it is.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Warwick Davis, Henry Dinklage, or Vern Troyer?
Refresh Hold me on my... Warwick Davis real quick.
Warwick, Leprechaun, Willow,
okay,
fucking,
okay. Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
all
yeah,
of
yeah,
the
yeah.
shit. He's even been in Harry Potter and shit. Warwick Davis, Henry Dinklage, Vern Troyer. We have to kill one, marry
Dinklage?
One, fuck one. Yep, Peter Dinklage. Marry, fuck, murder.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh.
Seriously?
I'm gonna murder Willow.
Okay.
just because inconceivable. I would fuck Vern Troyer and marry Peter Dinklage.
Okay.
I'm a classy bitch.
I'm a classy bitch. I would marry Warwick Davis because that motherfucker's old as fuck.
Inconceivable.
And he's going to die.
Oh, you just want that money. You're trying to.
I'm just saying. I'm being real here, okay? I would.
Anna Nicole Smith, a motherfucker.
I was in the air about who I should fuck between Henry or fucking Peter and Vern Troyer, right? But I mean, I'll just kill Vern because he's already dead, and then like that clout, I fucked Peter Dinklage, like I banged that little guy, that guy who's all over the place right now, versus you know Warwick Davis, because you're like who? I want some clout out of that, you know. All right, next one. Quiznos, Subway, or Jimmy John's?
I'm going to have to go with the Jimmy John's.
Jimmy John's?
No, Jimmy John's. Not a fan of their chips, but them sandwiches are always on point. I wish they were not as expensive as they are. Subway's a kind of close runner-up, though. Mostly just because I already know what I want when I go to Subway. Jimmy John's is always like I'm taking them free smells and let the smells decide what I want.
Yep. I like Firehouse Subs. Boom. No, I'm just kidding.
What even on the list?
No, honestly, I would probably pick Jimmy John's too. If I had the choice of the three. But more than likely, I would go to Subway because of my pockets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that you don't always want a toasted sub, and Quiznos is notorious for giving you hot sandwiches.
It's almost all. I don't know. I haven't eaten at a Quiznos for a long time, and the only time I've ever eaten it was a hot sub. So, Okay, here's another one. Ryu or Terry Bogard?
Fuck you. I have to make this decision right now. I'm going to say Ryu just because he's my spirit animal. We got the same birthday.
Okay.
I mean, I like them both equally, but if I have to choose, I mean, I'm going to go with Ryu.
Okay, I too would go with Ryu, just because I love Terry, don't get me wrong. Actually, you know what, Terry, now that I think about it, because I'm like, that is a cool motherfucker, throwing his hat in the air, like, okay, and like, you know, the moveset he has,
yeah,
like the crack shoe and the burn.
His overall attitude is really great. Like, he's always like, hey, you! Yeah. Are you okay?
Come on. You know, like, yeah, I think Terry is my guy, even though I love Ryu. Like, you know, he's solid. He's like, it's like those two different kinds of friends. You got the friend you have fun with and the friend that you can trust to do gangster shit with.
Yeah.
Okay, another one. In Mortal Kombat 2, you Scorpion, Sub-Zero, or Reptile?
Scorpion.
Okay.
He's about that action.
Okay.
He's got one objective. He don't give a fuck about shit else except for what he want to do.
Okay. He's
driving fast and throwing caution to the wind.
Okay. Damn, I can't believe I agree with you so much this time around. Like, yeah, I'm Scorpion. I like his moveset. I like his storyline. I like...
He's here for revenge and blood.
Although Sub-Zero, I can hit some serious combos with Sub-Zero.
I like Sub-Zero's story a lot, too, but I got more respect for Scorpion just because he went through the most.
Okay, Terraria or Minecraft?
Terraria or Minecraft? I'm going to have to go with
Hold on.
He pulled a mat. Probably going to have to go with Terraria.
Terraria?
Yeah, I mean, I like them both a lot,
yeah,
but I
I'm
like
down
Terraria
with that too,
way
man.
The fuck more.
I can't believe I'm...
Way more.
You're like on the same page as me right now. You're reading my mind. I don't like it. Okay, Five Guys or Smash?
Five Guys?
Yep.
Or a Smash Burger?
Yeah. No, I mean, you could fuck Five Guys or get smashed.
No, really. What,
Five Guys Burgers or Smash Burger?
I don't think I've had Smash Burger.
What? The blasphemy. Those are good burgers.
Have I had Smash Burger? I don't think I have.
I'm
definitely had Five Guys, and I appreciate them free peanuts, although Wouldn't do it in this pandemic.
Nah, yeah, I'm going with Smashburger. I got a couple more here. Sprite, 7-Up, or Sierra Mist.
Sprite.
7-Up. I'm a 7-Up guy.
Always 7-Up when I'm sick. Red Sprite spot. Every other time.
I like the crispness of that shit. Like, it just feels like it tastes cleaner. Like, it doesn't have as much sugar.
Sprite has more of the aeration. It's like a sparkling soda.
I feel like there's more sugar in it, though, for me.
7-Up's got more sugar in it, definitely.
I don't know. I feel like Sprite has more sugar. But we don't know. I don't know. Leo, Mikey, Donnie, or Raf?
Raf.
Raf. Yep, me too. I like his attitude.
He's the black sheep.
Yep.
He's me.
I like him. And
much like me, his anger leads him to getting his ass beat quite often.
I like that. I like his independence. I also like Mikey. Mikey's one of my dudes, just how young and carefree he is. Also, like, in the comic book, like, Mikey's the only survivor. Why everybody else is dead, and he's got like all their weapons and shit, and like Michelangelo's badass in that. It's a really dope comic. You should read it. And the last one, Peach or Zelda?
To what degree are we speaking?
Who do you prefer? Okay, we'll go with this one first. Mary. Who would you marry?
Zelda. She's got her priorities together. She seems like a very a person who is very committed to the people that she's close to. And doesn't have to worry about that plumber showing up looking for that booty call. So
she got to worry about it. Link coming in and out of time on that ass, though.
I'm only worried about Link if I'm Ganondorf.
Yep.
Link going to have to be a man of boundaries.
All right. if you were to have him as your teammate in a fight.
Zelda. Because she can turn into Sheik. And she was also that one pirate person for a while. Yeah, Zelda.
Is your driving partner?
Peach.
Good call.
No, Daisy.
Daisy?
Yeah.
We didn't get Daisy in it. And Daisy just feels like a knockoff Peach or like a copy of Peach. You know what I mean? It's just a little different, but it's still like, it's like Mario and Luigi.
But why would I not want to drive Miss Daisy?
But I get you. But you're black, and you know how they're going to teach you how to read. That's and everything.
That's exactly why I want to do it.
She'd be like,
I'm trying to
drive.
Get...
Drive. D-R-I-V-E.
Yeah. I'm trying to get those strange looks.
Drive.
I'm like, no problem, Miss Daisy.
I'm going to teach you how to read every stop sign, every street sign. We're going to get there. Tired of the Negroes getting lost when they're driving me around. Like, oh, man. Miss Daisy was a racist.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I believe so.
For sure. I've got one quick Ask Reddit, and then we should probably wrap this up soon.
Yes. Florida, man.
What movie is extremely overrated?
Extremely overrated?
Mm-hmm. Just gets way too much like fucking hype.
Inception.
I can agree with that.
Yeah, I feel like that's overrated.
That's not my answer, but I totally agree with that. It's a good movie. It's just,
it's overrated.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And Avatar. That's another one I think is overrated.
Really?
Yep. But that's just because it's like that story's been told here in real life.
No shit.
I was like, there's something familiar with them blue people and my people. I too like animals and connect with them.
I too see them.
I too use arrows and bows. Yeah.
I'm going to have to go with any chunk of Tolkien movies.
I know Tolkien.
Extremely overrated. Like, they're good, but I mean,
I'm with that Kevin Smith opinion.
I can only relate to them as much as I can relate to, like, fucking any other, like, old-ass white people story. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just, they're fun to watch. They're good. But I don't think they get that much. They shouldn't get that much hype. Right. I do appreciate the work that was put into making them, though, because, like, Peter Jackson collects, like, miniatures, and he, like, uses them for a lot of sets and shit. No. That was pretty cool, but
my favorite
man, if it's just they're long as fuck, and I can never stay awake watching them. And everybody's like, "They're so fucking good." If they're so fucking great, how the fuck can I not stay awake for them?
How come? Like, there's a lot of questions I have. Like, why didn't you just fly that motherfucker all the way to the goddamn, you know, the mountain?
Yeah.
And just throw the shit in there. Why we gotta watch these motherfuckers walk the whole fucking time? Like, some minimal shit happens.
Oh, there's a dude on what's his name? I can't remember his name. It's an Australian dude on like YouTube and TikTok, and he wrote a song about that shit. Like, it's my book. They'll walk if they have to.
This shit is crazy. I'm gonna go ahead and say that the Lion King movie, the new one, any other new Disney movies. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the remakes. I just don't. I can't.
I kind of like that Aladdin movie.
Honestly, to me, it doesn't. It's overrated. Like, it's just the same fucking story. It is. It's like, what is that other movie? It's not. Okay, so a movie that's not overrated and is completely underrated, to me, True Romance.
Yes.
Or Jimmy and Judy.
Don't think I've seen that one.
That's a Edward Furlong and that one broad that he was with for a while, like Bella Thorne or whatever her name was. And it's kind of on along the lines of Natural Born Killers.
Okay.
But
that's another underrated movie.
Yeah. Another great movie.
Especially the director's cut. Me and Aaron used to watch that religiously every Tuesday.
That's a really misunderstood movie. Most people think it's just glorifying violence, but it's really like a commentary on like the fucking sensationalized
psyche. Yeah.
That and the sensationalized fucking shit that we grew up with.
Like, oh, yeah, because the whole movie was like the media just sensationalizing their spree.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like everybody else that was in the 90s. You know what I mean? We went through this before with Cunanan and yada, yada, yada. It's the same thing.
Any form of violence, really. Waco got sensationalized. Yep. The fucking Menendez brothers.
OJ. Yep.
God, OJ.
What's
that
her name?
Fucking wild
Nancy
ride.
Kerrigan.
Why?
Lorena Bobbitt.
Yep. Oh, that was a fun one.
Yep. There's a ton of them. Like
Rodney King.
Yeah, it was it's an interesting time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I'll agree with you on your Tolkien. I'll back that up. If anybody wants to fight him, I'm there.
It's just going to be me, you, and like Fat League.
Yep. Fat League been LARPing. They might catch us with some initiative.
Well, so you want to close this one up with a Florida man?
Yeah, hit me up with the Florida man.
Florida man live streams the moment he attacks police officer with brick.
Oh, wow. He caught himself smashing a cop with a brick.
William D. McClish. Fucking hella cowboy name.
McClish.
Charged at two Orlando officers standing on the corner of Washington and Magnolia around 1 a.m. McClish is seen hiding behind a vehicle before he picks up a brick and attacks one of the officers with it.
You look like Deadpool trying to stab people with the brick. You ever seen the Deadpool tool where he's like stabbing dude in the back with the brick?
The live video stream shows him repeatedly smashing the brick into the officer, striking several times before the other officer can intervene and apprehend him.
Mm.
Like, I wonder how that fucking started off on, like, the attacker's end. Like, sup, yo, this is Brick Tosser 360 over here on Magnolia Street. Got about to go to jail, but before I do so, like,
hi, this is Bam Margera, and this is Brick Cop. Brick cop attack.
Brick cop attack.
Like, how did they not shoot him?
I'm Ben Margera. My dad's a cop now, and I'm about to go kick his ass with this brick.
He didn't shoot him. Like, the guy must have been, like, white, or the cop must have been very generous that day, because he could have tased him and shot him or whatever.
Dude, this is Florida we talking about.
Yeah, right? He should have been dead, but I'm surprised.
It's got to be
Florida. Florida man.
Florida man. All right, Joe. I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
Follow us on Twitter at @nuclear_play.
And stuff. My Twitter, I don't know, it's Sailor @_Jeremy.
Sailor_Jeremy. I'm at I am Sprout. We got stuff on YouTube coming soon. We've been saying it for the last couple episodes, but there's so much work I got to do.
Yep, he's got a lot to do.
But it's coming. Yep. It's coming.
That's what she said.
Ha ha. Peace.